Country singer George Strait has a new album called Twang. His previous collection, Troubadour, won the 2009 Grammy Award for Best Country Album, adding to Strait's impressive industry statistics. He's surpassed only by Elvis Presley and the Beatles in the number of platinum-selling albums. But rock critic Ken Tucker says Strait's achievement goes well beyond commercial success.
When I get off of work on Friday, after working like a dog all week, I go to meet the boys for a cold one at a little joint up the street. They got a jukebox in the corner full of old country tunes. Feed it $5 worth of quarters is the first thing I always do, 'cause I need a little twang.
With his starched white shirts, 10-gallon hats, and chiseled handsomeness, George Strait is a throwback to a bygone era of heroic cowboy singers and actors, a twangy descendant of Roy Rogers and Gene Autry. What makes him unusual is his consistency and enduring popularity.
I used to be the one who she was always holding on to. Like a fool, I told her way too tight. He was glad to see me let go. He's all I see now in her eyes. He's got that something special, but that something special used to be mine.
Of course, consistency isn't the stuff of legends. Strait has never hit the newspapers with tales of wild living in a country tradition of everyone from Hank Williams to Johnny Cash to George Jones. Strait is not an outsized brash showman like Garth Brooks. Strait's true precursors are Jim Reeves and Eddie Arnold, gentlemen crooners who peaked in the 1960s as mannerly alternatives to Beatlemania. But those comparisons don't quite fit. Strait is his own man, ornery and independent in a quiet but firm way. Neither Reeves nor Arnold, for example, ever recorded a song about killing a killer as genial as this new one called Arkansas Dave.
He rode up on a winter day, steam rising off a streak-faced bay. Said, "You probably know my name. If you don't, it's Arkansas Dave." He talked to 15 years ago and how he got the bay he rode. Said he killed a man in Ohio, first man he killed, first horse he stole. It was a long
Strait and Tony Brown, his producer since his 1981 debut disc, Strait Country, have perfected a clean, crisp sound that bypasses decades of trends. That's one reason he could score hits during the heyday of outlaw country music in the 70s, and currently amidst the bloated melodrama of acts such as Rascal Flatts and Montgomery Gentry. Strait's latest hit single, Living for the Night, is a crooning ballad co-written by Strait, his son Bubba Strait, and veteran Nashville songwriter Dean Dillon.
Every day is a lifetime without you. Hard to get through since you've gone. So I do the only thing I know how to get by. I'm living for the night.
That song is no masterpiece, but it's a pretty piece of work and unusual in this respect. It's the first song Strait has written since his 1981 debut. And this new collaborating method with his son Bubba has resulted in the best song on Twang, the Honky Tonk Waltz, called Out of Sight, Out of Mind.
I always heard people say, but I guess I never fully understood it. I thought that they meant you'd be easy to forget, but it's driving me crazy. Out of sight, out of mind.
The Twang and Strait's Texas-born voice and his prominent pedal steel and fiddle backup have kept Strait from crossing over to pop stardom, which is just the way this courtly, modest performer likes it. Having sold 67 million albums and counting, he has nothing to prove. But that doesn't mean he doesn't prove consistency can be a viable, vital artistic reward.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Twang by George Strait.